Blog Talk Radio.
I try to hold on to this world with everything I have, but I feel the weight of what it brings and the hurt that tries to grab. The many trials that seem to never end. His word declares this truth, that we will enter in this rest with wonders anew. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings. There will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day with no more tears, no more pain, and no more fears. There will be a day when the burdens of this place will be no more. We'll see Jesus face to face. But until that day, we'll hold on to you away. I know the journey seems so long. You feel you're walking on your own, but there has never been a step you've walked down all alone. Troubled soul, don't lose your heart, cause joy and peace he brings, and the beauty that's in store outweighs the hurt of life's sin. But I hold on to this hope and the promise that he brings, that there will be a place with no more suffering. There will be a day.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is Pastor and Prophet JC. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. This is Times of Refreshing Nights. And I thank God for your lives. I know that it's going to be such a beautiful night. I know that God has something special for you. You who are listening, it's not over yet. God is not done with you. His hand is not short. God is still on your side. I want you to know that. So I want to pray. I want to welcome the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to chit-chat a little bit, and then we're going to get it into a very powerful word that I want to give you tonight. I want to impart to you hope again. You need this. The Bible says, how would they hear if it's not preached? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So it's important that you hear this word that God has for you tonight, because God is going to restore the hope again. The hope that was lost because of trials, tribulations, whatever the case may have been. God has something awesome for you in your life today. All right, so let's pray together, brethren. Let's come in agreement right now, wherever you're listening from, whether you're listening from the other side of the world or here locally in the United States. Let's come together. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because you're good, oh Father God. You're so good all the time, oh Lord Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name, the great I am, Jehovah Sabaoth. Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of the armies of heaven. El Shaddai Elohim El Elyon, King of kings, Lord of lords, Adonai. Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we love you, we need you, Lord. We are so desperate for you tonight, oh Father. We are desperate to encounter you. We're desperate to know you more, to hear about you, to hear you, Lord God. To be imparted by you, Father God, to feel your love even to the core of our bones, of our very being, oh Lord God Almighty. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we present ourselves a living sacrifice before the God of Israel. In this moment, in Jesus' name, Father, we commend this night before you. We dedicate it to you. We consecrate this time, Lord God, in which we're going to be partaking as brethren of that manna from heaven, that word of truth, in this night, in the name of Jesus. Father, speak to us. I pray that our hearts, all of us, may be willing to hear, that we may have a teachable spirit, that we may know, Father God, what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, and the power of your resurrection. Open up our eyes, Father, to see tonight. Give us hope. Restore our hope again, Father. Let us be strengthened in our inner man by the power of your Spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you so much, Father God. We bless you. We love you. We need you, Father. Cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. And I come right now binding every demon, every evil spirit that will come against the lines, that will come against the internet signal, that will come against the airwaves in this hour, and I declare in the name of Jesus that this show, in Jesus' mighty name, will prosper, will expand, and the word of God will travel, and it will do God's purpose, in Jesus' mighty name. Your word will not return void, Father, I declare it, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. Brethren, God bless you. Like I said before, if you're tuning in for the first time, my name is John Mora, Pastor John Mora, Prophet JC. You can call me Prophet JC, or you can call me Pastor John Mora. And I'm very blessed to be here. I'm very glad to be here. I know that it is going to be a beautiful night. I know that it's going to be an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. We're going to be short, but I know that the word is going to be concise. It's going to be to the point, and it's going to establish your hearts. Amen? That's exactly what God wants tonight. So I want to talk to you very quickly about our Facebook pages. If you've never checked out our Facebook pages, you can do so. Prophet JC Mora on Facebook. You can also go to Pastor John T. Mora on Facebook or Springs of Living Water Church on Facebook. So once again, Prophet JC Mora on Facebook or Pastor John C. Mora on Facebook or Springs of Living Water Church on Facebook. Press like, follow us. We're posting weekly some sort of a word of encouragement for you, a scripture, a revelation, something that's going to edify you and help you out in your walk with the Lord. So I want to go ahead and encourage you as well to go ahead and log on and do that tonight. Also, if you have any questions or prayer requests, you can do so at lwchurch@gmail.com. That is slwchurch@gmail.com. Or you can private message through Facebook as well, through those pages that I gave you earlier. Also, our show, Times of Refreshing, it's on live every Friday night at 9 p.m. East Coast time. So you can pass up the news to your friends, share it on your Facebook pages, amen? And, repost it, whatever, make cards, give it to people. I know that this show is a blessing to many people. Many people have given testimony of it. But you guys have to testify of it and give it to people. Give the information to people so people can log on. And also give people the email address so they can go ahead and request prayer, slwchurch@gmail.com. slwchurch@gmail.com for prayers or for prayer requests or questions that you may have about our ministry. Also, if you'd like to donate to this ministry, if it's been a blessing to your life, you can do so through paypal.com using the email ID slwchurch@gmail.com. That is paypal.com using the email ID slwchurch@gmail.com. I know that God has great things for our lives, brethren. God has great things for our lives. And, you know, this is a season of hope, a season of restoration. I know that 2015 has been a very difficult year for many. Many people have done an extreme amount of warfare. They've been under warfare. They've been under oppression. I mean, men of God have fallen into perils this year. Horrible things have happened. Our prophet Kim Clement has, you know, we all have heard Prophet Kim Clement, you know, got some sort of a brain bleeding of the brain, and I'm guessing some sort of kind of like an aneurysm. And it's been very difficult for him because he was on the way to recovery and then he relapsed. So listen, brethren, you know, it's been a difficult year for everybody. God has great promises for this year. The year's not over yet. So let's not cut the hand of God short, amen, the arm of God short. I know that God still has great things for us. We just have to believe and stay strong. And if it doesn't happen this year, there's always next year. And next year, God has another word for you. And I know that the next year is going to be a better year. And there's always something better coming. Let me tell you, I believe that everything in the kingdom of God functions as sowing and reaping law. A sowing and reaping law. Think about when you sow. The sowing process is never a pretty one. First of all, the seed looks insignificant and small. It's tiny. It goes into soil, which is dirty. The ground is dirty. Everything just seems, you know, dirty and just, you know, sort of savage-like. There's nothing beautiful about it. But then all of a sudden, you know, when you wait, time goes by, rain happens, sun happens, all that stuff, seasons happen. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have a tree or a plant. And then you have forth fruits. And then that fruit is the blessing, the fulfillment. And that same fruit inside of it carries many seeds that gives you the ability to continue to do it again and multiply yourself. So the sowing process is never easy. The same way the suffering process is never easy. But after every suffering, take suffering as a seed, as the sowing process, and take the glory that's revealed as your harvest. Brethren, suffering is never easy. Sowing is never easy. Giving is never easy. But after every giving, every sowing, every suffering, there's receiving, there's glory, there's harvest. I truly believe it, brethren. So I want to take you very quickly to the scriptures. And I want to show you something very, very beautiful. I want to show you something very beautiful. Because I need you to know tonight that hope is not lost. Hope is found today. Hope is not lost. Hope is restored today. Hope is not lost. Hope is given again. Some of you have felt like you lost your hope, like there's nothing more to go on. But I want to show you something that's really just going to impact your life mightily. I want to show you something that's going to impact your life mightily. There's things in your life that you need to change, and one of them is the way to think, the way to think about things, the way we all need to change. I want you to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Listen to what Paul says. Paul says, "What then shall we say to these things?" He's talking about, you know, our predestination in the Lord. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he now with him also give us freely all things? Brethren, God did not spare his own son. That means he wasn't cheap. So say with me, God is not cheap. So if God is not cheap and gave us the best gift that anyone can give anyone, which is their own child, how much, think about, how much less are all the petitions you're asking God for than his own son, Jesus? Think about it. Why would he not give you everything else? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is he who condemns. It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Listen to this. This is powerful. It says that Christ died, rose from the dead, and is at the right hand of God, and is interceding for us. So he's not done working in your behalf. He died. He rose again. He's sitting at the right hand of power, and he's now interceding for you. He's interceding for us. And he says here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, sometimes when we're hopeless, we feel like the love of God is not there, like God doesn't love us. But look what he says here. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. David wrote this in Psalm 44. When David was requesting of God to awake and to help them out because God had forgotten about them. At least that's how he felt. For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So brethren, it doesn't matter how far you may feel like God is. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. It doesn't matter what the circumstances around you are. It doesn't matter what people around you say. It doesn't matter what your family thinks about you, about your decisions that you've made. It doesn't matter what you may be feeling in your body, whatever oppression you may be feeling. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And the love of God says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So through Christ Jesus, you're complete. The Bible says all things I can do through Christ who strengthens me. So Jesus is your hope. The Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Say, Christ in me. Repeat with me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I want you to know that there is someone living inside of you, if indeed Christ lives inside of you, if indeed the Spirit of the Lord is in you. The Bible says that he who does not have the Spirit of Christ is not his. So if the Spirit of Christ is in you, if Christ is living in you, then that means that you have a hope of glory in you, a hope for the glory to come, and a hope for the glory to come here on earth, to be revealed now. I want to take you very quickly, and let's look up God preserves us in hope. Go to Romans chapter 15, please, verse 13. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Now with hope also come joy and peace. Say joy and peace. The Bible says in the book of Romans, it says that the kingdom of God is not in food or in drink, but in hope, in peace and joy and in righteousness. And it says here, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, the power of the Holy Spirit being poured out in us is going to give us hope. This is what we need, the power of the Holy Spirit. This is what we can't live a powerless Christian life, but instead always seeking for the power of the Holy Spirit. There's many people out there who justify themselves by just reading the Bible and just by seeking to learn about the Bible. But there's something in the power of God that truly brings in hope to us and preserves us in hope. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 5, now the hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So when the Holy Spirit is given to us, when he pours himself out on us, when we receive power from God, then God gives us hope. And that hope does not disappoint. Brethren, it doesn't matter if right now things don't come to pass. It doesn't matter if I pray for you tonight and your prayer doesn't get answered by tomorrow. It doesn't matter if your prayer doesn't get answered by next week. I need you to know right now that you're preserved in Christ, that you're preserved in the love of God, that God has put hope in you, in your heart, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that all you have to do is learn to patiently wait. And if you learn to patiently wait, brethren, if you wait on the Lord, you will see the glory of God. The Bible says that those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall take up wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not get tired and not faint. It is so important that you understand that you need to learn to wait on the Lord. The Bible says that by faith and patience, those who are waiting on God's promises will inherit them. Brethren, this is so important. Don't get tired of the Lord. Don't get tired of his promises. He loves you so much. And his love gives you hope. It is his love that gives us hope. That's why I read the scripture to you in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. That nothing shall separate us from the love of God, nor distress, no peril, no tribulation that you may go through. Everything that you're going through is nothing compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Everything that you're going through right now is just a moment. It's that seed. It's a moment of sowing. It's that trial. It's that moment before the glory, that moment before the harvest. So I'm pleading with you, brethren, that you stand steadfast in the Lord, firm in the truth of God, and that you hope, that you wait on the Lord, that you continue to push through, that you go forward. That doesn't matter what you're feeling. It doesn't matter what they've said. It doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It doesn't matter what life has given you in this moment. It says that life cannot separate you from the love of God, that death cannot separate you from the love of God, that His love is constantly there, and His love has given you a gift, and that gift is Jesus. And Jesus did it all. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, so set your eyes upon Him. If you set your eyes upon Him, you will be able to finish. The Bible says, it says, all things I can do through Christ who strengthens me. Brethren, you can do it. You can do it. God believes in you. He believes in you so much that He gave a plan for salvation, and that is His Son, Jesus. He expects you to believe in Christ. He expects you to pull through believing in Christ. That means God has faith in you. We have faith in God. We believe in Jesus. Yes, but God has faith in you. God knows that if you just depend on the Son, if you depend on His Son, if you depend on His Spirit, that you're going to be all right. I come to tell you tonight that it's not over for you. It is not over. You thought it was over. You thought there was no more hope left. You thought that that's it. You couldn't walk with Christ. You felt abandoned. You felt alone. You felt like just because you didn't have a church to go to, that God had forgotten about you. That is not true. God tells you tonight to not worry no more, to cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you much, to not grow weary of doing good, for in due season you will reap, and the season is coming in which you will reap. Just wait and just continue to do good, and you will see God move on your behalf. God is not done with you. God is not tired of you. God loves you. I love you. Jesus loves you. And there's a greater thing coming. There's a greater plan coming for your life. And I'm pleading with you, brethren, in this moment, that you do not forsake the promises of the Lord, that you do not forsake the path of righteousness. For His name's sake, continue to follow Jesus. Continue to trust in Him. Continue to depend on Him. If there's sin in your life, if there's open doors, if you know that you're in adultery, if you're in fornication, if you're doing drugs, if you're saying bad words, if your heart is not with the Lord no more, then tonight is the night to repent. Tonight is the night in which God will restore to you hope again. Tonight is the night in which you will need to know that God has a better plan for you, and that His plan for you and His vision for you is of peace and of hope and of an expected end. Your hope station is your ability to expect from God. And your expectation is the legal right to your miracle. Without hope, there's no miracles. Without hope, there's no faith. Your hope is the regeneration of your faith. Your hope is the activation of your faith. Your hope is that which motivates your faith. You need hope tonight. And that hope comes with the love of God. So I hope that this word of love, this word of truth, is imparting the love of God again in your life. And I pray, Father, that you pour out your love upon your children tonight. Father, that they may never be the same ever again, oh Lord. That they may hold on to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, you are righteous and you are holy. Oh, Father, thank you. The Bible says that your hope is the anchor of your soul. It's the anchor. Your hope is the anchor of your soul. Do you understand what that means? It's the anchor of your soul. Your soul gets anchored to God, to the kingdom, to the truth of God. That hope is what holds it together. It's what does not allow you to drift away. It's what does not allow your spiritual life to drift away. That hope, you need hope tonight. Father, I pray that hope may be restored again. That hope may be found again, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I have good news for you. If you've been suffering, you've not been suffering as an evildoer or as a bad person, but you've been suffering for being a Christian, for being a child of God. There's something coming, something powerful coming into your life. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake." Rejoice, brethren, rejoice. Doesn't matter what the outside circumstances are, just rejoice. Be thankful to God. "But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy." There's a glory that's coming, and you're going to be glad with exceeding joy. Not just rejoicing, but exceeding joy. Jesus says, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. How good is that word? Jesus says, "Ask that you may receive, and your joy may be full." Ask. Continue to ask. Doesn't matter what things look like. Ask the Lord, He will give it to you. The Bible says in verse 19, First Peter chapter 4, it says, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Brethren, it might be the will of God for you to suffer for just a bit. For just a bit. It's not forever. It's not going to last forever. It's only for a little bit. God has something great for you. It says in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says, in this you greatly rejoice, though for a little while, say for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. I know many of you have been grieved by various trials, but it's only for a little while. And listen to what it says, that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you have not seen, but you love. Though you do not see him, yet you believe in, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Brethren, to God, your faith is more precious than gold when it's tested by fire. But it has to be tested by fire. This is why you're going through the things you're going through, because your faith has to be tested. But you cannot lose hope, because if you lose your hope, you lose your faith. So brethren, I encourage you tonight to believe again in the Lord. And I want you to repeat this prayer with me, because I know God is going to touch your heart. Repeat with me. Father, I come before you, and I repent of every sin I've committed against you. I ask, oh God, that you restore me back to you. Oh, Father God, I pray you restore my hope. I ask, oh Jesus Christ, Son of God, that you, Father, place hope in me again. That you guide me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. That you will do exceedingly and above all that I can think of or ask for, Father God. Father, you are so mighty, so holy, and so righteous. I need you. I need your presence, O Lord. I need your power. I need your righteousness. I need your love. Without you, I can't do this, Father God. Without you, I don't want to do this. I'm done trying on my own. I need your grace, O Lord. I need grace tonight. I humble myself before you that you may give me grace. Repeat with me. I repent of all my sins. And I recognize and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. Father, write my name in the book of life, O Lord, and give me your Holy Spirit of grace that I may have strength to follow you and to not deny you and to continue in your ways, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, give me strength in my inner man in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that tonight you may do wonders in Jesus' name. Thank you, God Almighty. I bless you. I give you glory and honor. Amen and amen. Brethren, I thank you so much for listening tonight. I know this word was a blessing to your life. I know this word brought hope again. I know it was a short message tonight, but I wanted to go straight to the point. I know there's many people suffering out there, so I pray, Father God, that tonight you strengthen them, that you reveal to them that all things they can do through you, Lord Jesus Christ, who gives them strength. And I pray, Father God, that you reveal to them the importance of casting their cares upon you, because you care for them much. Father, take away all burdens that are not yours from the people. Break the yoke, Father God, of oppression, I pray in the name of Jesus. And I declare that all sickness from every person's body that's listening, Father God, is straight now broken. I come against the spirit of infirmity and I bind that evil spirit. And I declare in Jesus' name, no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. Father God, touch them in this moment. Heal, Father God, people's shoulders. There's people with shoulder pain. Father, I come against shoulder pain and I release that shoulder from all tension, and I declare right now the shoulders are healed in the name of Jesus. I declare right now the eyes are healed right now from astigmatism and any other sickness of the eyes in Jesus' name. Every back problem, every back injury right now, let it be healed in Jesus' name. And I pray, Father, and I thank you. I thank you, my Lord and my Savior, that you're here, that you're in control. And I hope tonight is restored in people's hearts. In Jesus' name, Brother, I need you to share this word, because we live in a society, in a time in which very little hope is given to people. We have bad news coming from every angle, every direction. And people need the spiritual conviction and internal assurance of what God has planned for everyone, for every one of them, in order to be able to keep going. So it is up to you tonight to take this message, listen to it again, digest it, because God spoke to you tonight. It is not your time to give up. It is not time to give up in the presence of God. It's not time to give up on the promises of God. But it is time to take it in again and go back again and do the will of God. And believe it when I say to you that God will act on your behalf. He is not done with you. Brethren, hope is the expectation that you have for God to do something in your life. You have the expectation of something in the future that is coming to you. Don't lose that, because that's what drives us as Christians. I love you all very much. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I ask that next week, Friday night at 9 p.m. East Coast time, you come back again for a powerful message. We're going to begin to talk prophetic concerning next year, 2016. I love you all. Pray for me. Pray for my life, for my ministry, for my body, for my health, for my finances. And also bless this ministry. Be encouraged to bless this ministry with an offering through paypal.com using the email ID slwchurch@gmail.com. Share this message with friends and family on your Facebook pages, and I know that God is going to operate in someone's heart, in someone's life. I love you all very much. I pray you be blessed, and that the peace and joy of God may be in your hearts each and every single day. God bless you. This is Pastor John C. Mora, and this was Times of Refreshing. God bless.